We are learning Masechtas Erev and Daf Chof Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amud, continuing discussions of Pasei Berois. Boyimidei Abayim Rabba. Chotza Sheroisha Nichnas Labein Apasim. You have a chotza, that's an enclosed courtyard. Sheroisha Nichnas Labein Apasim. Has an opening Labein Apasim to a area where there was a bar there, and there was pasim around it. So it's like this Rosh Hashiyachid, that was Rosh Hashiyachid for Eilu Regalim. That's what the chotz is open today. Ma'ul talta mateicha lebein apasim. You let it carry from there to bein apasim. Now, the Gemara Shaila was not if I'm allowed to carry bein apasim. The Ritva speaks out. We're talking about a case here was tzarech Eilu Regalim, I said. Tzarech Eilu Regalim, or if you're on the Amad, they can do tzarech Adam later on, tzarech Adam, tzarech Behema. There's a case of Regalim. What's the question? The question is, Allah, you're not allowed to carry from one chotz to another chotz, to someone else's chotz. Why not? Because it's in the Erev Chatzeris. So the question is bein apasim called a place that needs the air of chatzeres to the chatzim? So ma'ol talta mateicha bein apasim, bein apasim mateicha. Amalei mutter. He said it's mutter. Like Rashi says on top, the halakha diurim bein apasim, the lister alayo. It's not called a place where it's diurim, and therefore it's not a place where people live, they do living things there, and therefore it's not a problem of air of chatzeres from there to there. Shtayim, but let's you have two chatzeres. My, you have two chatzeros that are open, there's a wall in between them, and they're both open to the bein apasim. So there already, you can't carry from there to the apasim already. It's also. There it's also the carry. Why is also the carry? Because both chatzeros are open to this bein apasim, and they both have the urim, and therefore it becomes like a place that's mishutafas, and we're out of erev, and therefore you can't carry to there. So it says, he says, even if you make an Erev between the two Chatzeres, it's still Aser. We'll explain this. The law is, you only can make an Erev between two Chatzeres if you have a door. You have a doorway. And we're talking about over here, that between the two Chatzeres, they had a doorway, because we're not worried about the Erev. You made an Erev. Now it became one. So if it became one, it's not worse than one Chatz open to Ben HaPasim, that's your Mutter, because one Chatz open to Ben HaPasim says Mutter. So why Erev should make it one? So who knows, it's also because of Gzeira. The Gzeira is going to be that you think you're allowed to use the Pasim as the doorway from Chatzit to Chatzit, and that's not true. You're not allowed to use a Beina Pasim as a doorway between a Chatzit to Chatzit, because Beina Pasim is like a Mavi Mefulish, and a Mavi Mefulish can't be the connector between two Chatzeres, because it's a Mavi Mefulish. So the Gzeira is, people will think you're allowed to use the Beina Pasim as the connector to make the Erev, in order to make an Erev. And the truth is, you need a door between the Chatzit to Chatzit, and that people don't see, they don't realize it. Therefore, who knows also? Like the Yisrael Chi Mutter, because both Chatzeres have an Erev, so it's one. The only one that's Xeri can't do it. But Rabba Amma Erev Mutter. Rabba doesn't hold Xeri. And he holds Taka, if you make an Erev from Chatzer to Chatzer, it's Mutter to carry from there to the Beina Pasim. Why? Because it becomes like one Chatzer, and one Chatzer open to Beina Pasim is Mutter. And therefore, it's one Chatzer, so it's Mutter. Omle Abayla Rabba, Tanya Demaselech, I have a Raya, Braisa, that's a Raya to you. What's the Raya? It says in the Braisa, one of the openings are open to the bein apasim. Mutl talta tech bein apasim. When bein apasim, when bein apasim was echa. Between the pasim to avos shtayim also. Brayza is two is also. Vemed varam urim if it's two chaseres that's also shle irbu. You didn't make an erev between two chaseres. Avos irbu if you made an erev between two chaseres, then the halacha is it's mutar. Klar like Rava that an erev works. You make an erev, it turns into one, and it's mutar. So it's a klar raya to Rava. What does Rav Huna do? Lemme the Rav Tifto de Rav Huna, where's the Kasha Rav Huna? Om Rav Huna, hasam the Hadra of the Irvan. There, it had another opening besides that one opening. And therefore, it was clear to people that you're making an Erev Chaseris from the opening from Chatzah to Chatzah. What does it mean, Hadra Irvan? So the picture we have on Rashi is that the other opening was on the other end, which is a little shver, because people still don't see that. So the Ritva learns that the opening was in the front of the two chatzeres, and everyone can see that there was an opening for one chatz to chatz, they didn't have to use it. I don't know what the picture they make there, they make there the back or the front. There, they make in the front, like the Ritva. And the picture's in the front, so if someone has a picture book, look at there, in the article they have a picture like that, the picture in the front, like the Ritva's picture. The picture we have in Rashi is the picture in the back. Akapanim, Rav Huna is not a kasha, why not? The heart of the Irvan, people will see that that's the opening from one to another, that's what he'll be masking. But if it's just a regular door between the two chatzeres, people are going to think you're doing the Erev through the Bina Pasim, which is not allowed. And therefore, his geyser, you cannot carry from the Pasim to the chatzeres. Manu Shaila, Boyim Ne'abayim Arava.
The halacha is, like we said, that passive arroyos were allowed, a special kula, even though it's part of meruba, special kula, and if you want the amas 13 and a third amas of breach, which is also too big, two kulas, it's only a kula for the oily regalim to be able to drink water. They only did it for drinking water, because drinking water is very important, everyone needs water, behemoth, adam, and therefore they allowed it. The question is, Yav Shemayim b'Shabbos, he made passive arroyos for Shabbos, on Shabbos it dries up. Maho, what's the halacha? Amalei, he answered to him, Kulam nas mechitza o shamayim, no mechitza is only mechitza because no water, mayim ain't kan, mechitza ain't kan. There's no water, there's no mechitza. That means if you don't water anymore, the mechitza is not good anymore, you cannot carry it here anymore. And Tosfos speaks out, even though we have a yesoid, the second the top Tosfos speaks out, even though we had a Gemara before, it said, Shabbos hoel v'hutra hutra, so here, beginning of Shabbos is good mechitza, but still, moida hachum is leka mechitza. When you don't have mechitzas, which here it's passive rays, not good mechitzas, and even on Shabbos, you could become ruined. If you have no water anymore, you have no heter anymore, mayim ein kan, mechitza ein kan, that's halacha. The water dries up on Shabbos. And we actually had this idea on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara there said, a bar ha-yachid, you can't have passive rays bar ha-yachid. So we said, why? Because it might dry up. What happens if it dries up? So what? Because if it dries up on Shabbos, now I carry this. So you see this idea, if it dries up on Shabbos, now I carry it anymore. Zok the Gemara Vayta. You can ask me, like, if you can't carry it, so what else would you carry there? Because the halacha is that once they made a hetter for oiler regalim, it means any tzarchei mitzvah, any tzarchei regalim, they're allowed to carry in these passive rois, the ma'isa. Okay, so the Gemara Vayta. Boy Ravin, what about a case like this? The way Rashi learns, we'll say the way Rashi learns this shayla. Boy Ravin, Yov Shemayim v'Shabbos, it dried up on Shabbos, so let's say at 10 o'clock it dried up, it's not mechitza. Then a bow Shemayim v'Shabbos, more water came on Shabbos, now, could it go back and become mechitza? That's the way Rashi learns the shayla. Because Rashi's mashma, if it was from before Shabbos already not a good mechitza, it can't become mechitza on Shabbos, even if it comes on Shabbos. If it was ready, beginning of Shabbos was mechitza, and now it's again water, could have become a return to become mechitza on Shabbos. Only Abaya, so Abaya answers the shayla, Yofshu b'Shabbos, loy sabayu loch. The beginning shayla, Yofshu b'Shabbos, that's not a shayla, the Abaya b'nei Mara, the Pashal is also, he holds also. Bon nami loy sabayu loch. If water comes on Shabbos, it's not a shayla, it's Pashal, it's good. The havli mechitza asuya b'Shabbos. It's like a mechitza that was made on Shabbos. But time went to the brayso. Kol mechitza asuya b'Shabbos. Any mechitza was made on Shabbos. Bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, bein v'oynis, bein v'rotzen. Say a mistake. Say on purpose. Say something forcefully happened or something you did it willfully. Either way, shma mechitza. It's called mechitza. So you see, mechitza nas b'Shabbos called mechitza. So here the water came. So if it came mechitza on Shabbos, it is mechitza. Didn't we learn on that? That's called mechitza. Is only El Lizray to be chayiv someone who throws Mishrabim into there that is chayiv. Aval talta, but to carry there, loy, we're never allowed. So how can you say here, you're allowed to carry it if we have a member here, Rav Nachman says, Mechitza Asuya b'Shabbos, and not allowed, it's not mutter metaltal in it. So Gemara answers on that, ki itma der Rav Nachman meza itma. Rav Nachman's one of a case where someone did an Isser on Shabbos and put something up on purpose on Shabbos, that is where Rashi says, Knosso konsua, and there, Even though Nasis Malay is a good mechitza, they made a knas. But everything else about is called mechitza. Here, water came naturally on Shabbos. No iser involved, so it's postured. It's a good mechitza, even if it happens on Shabbos. Don't ask me. It says here that loyal talta. That means only where it was amazed, where someone did something wrong. Omar Rav Loza. Hazoyrek lebein pasei v'royis. If someone throws from Shusha Rabim into the place in between the pasei v'royis, yechayiv. If you have me to say maybe. That it's not Rosh Hashanah deraisa, you're not chayiv. You know, you're chayiv skila. Someone's going to Rosh to this Rosh Hashanah, it's called Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's part of its meruba, it's mostly open, it's chayiv skila for Hitzah on Shabbos. So Morris asks, Pshita, it's Pashat, you love Mechitzahi. If it wouldn't be a Mechitzah deraisa, hey, Mishtiri Lemalis, how can you allow him to fill up? So the Gemara, Lechricha, it wasn't a case where it was passive rice for Eilu Regal, it was stam passive rice. The other came passive rice for Rabbah. Someone just put up stam passive rice for Rabbah, Zorak, the Seichel, and threw inside it, Yechai. Freitim Maharnami, that's just a Pashat. He loved the Ba'alma Machitzi, if not all over, it was called the Machitzi de Raisa, Gabi Bar, Heche Mishra Metalta. They would not allow you to Metalta by Bar either. So it must be it's a Machitzi de Raisa in other places also. So what is the Chiddush? So more answers, Rabbah, let's Chiddush like this. A regular passive roi is the shirabim doesn't go through it; they go to the side. But here he's saying even if the shirabim are walking through the passive roi, which is like a stickle, a bittle of the mechitza, still you be chayiv if someone throws into it. Like tzricha afakav to go back to baravim. Umaykem ashma, what's the chiddush that people are walking through it that it's still called the mechitza? The chiddush is like osi ravim vat mechista. They don't say this yisoid that if ravim walk through it, it makes it not a mechitza anymore, makes it into a road, and it makes it shirav. Right, the Gemara, but that also we know already. Ha Rav says at one time. Where did he say this? He said it's on the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah later on. It's Mishnah Chabei. It's the Tanan. Rav Yehuda Imer. Yehuda says if the passive arayus was the middle of Shiravim and Shiravim walked through it, and Mahisa Derek Shiravim, if the Shiravim walked through this, Mafsekosam, the Haya Derek Shiravim Mafsekosam, the Shiravim was Mafsek through these passive arayus. They walked through these passive arayus. He saw Kenel Stadim. He should divert the Shiravim to the sides. Not let them walk through it, because that's mevatel the mechitza. The chachamim are in it, tzarach. You don't have to. We're not worried about mevatel mechitza. And the Gemara says there that Rav Yechanan and Rav Loza Damer Tavao kan hadiyacha. Here Rabbanon taught us koychen shel mechitzas, the power of mechitzas. Even from a rabbim it works. So what do you see? Rav Lezer told us one time that even by baki by rabbim we call it a mechitza. So what's the chiddush back over here? They're saying Azarik the passive raises chayv. We're saying the chiddush is even though Rabbim is walking through it. We know what Rabbi Laz already said. He said it on the Mishnah that we pass like the chavim can have the yachal. Talk tomorrow. Ima Hassan from that memra have a mina kam leisrule. He's just saying the Rabbanon taught us the power of mechitzas. Don't say he holds like that. Kamashlon kan that leisrule he holds of it. So Freddy Mar, so just say this one and don't say the other memra. V'lei maha v'lei hach. And don't say the second one. So the more you're right. Chodom v'chal chavrta etmar. The second memra comes from the first memra. They one it was really one memra. Just one is built out of the other one. It's really one memra that he holds that it's not mevatel. Tosfos speaks out. It's only Rav Loza holds the lach lemaisa. That Rav Yechanan Taku says kana diach koychen shel mechitzas. He's one of the amorim. Rav Yechanan Rav Loza. Rav Yechanan Taku does not hold of this like the Gemara says later on. As Tosfos points out.